Hi there, you are listening to Adept English, and this is a Listen and Learn podcast. My name is Hilary, and I created this Listen and Learn method to help you speak English fluently. It's much more enjoyable if you learn English in the way that your brain naturally wants to learn. I live in the United Kingdom. I'm a native English speaker, and I love helping the 100,000 students who listen to us every month. Every week, we give you two English lessons in the form of podcasts. So listen to Adept English. You'll be on your way to speaking fluent English in no time. Hi, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. I hope you're having a lovely summer and that you're perhaps going on holiday, having a nice rest maybe. Don't forget to take your Adept English with you if you're travelling, and then you can make really good use of that spare time when you're in the airport, when you're on the train, when you're in the car. Today, I was going to talk about words in English, which are hybrids. Hybrid is spelt H-Y-B-R-I-D, and a hybrid is where a plant or an animal is the result of two species, two types, two different kinds of animal or plant crossing together. So you can cross a horse and a donkey to make a mule, M-U-L-E. But when it comes to words that are hybrids, so words that are made up of two separate words or parts of two separate words, I did my online research for this podcast today and found that the correct term is portmanteau words. That's what I want to describe to you. I didn't know they were called this. So portmanteau is a word from the French and it means a kind of suitcase. Why these mixed words are called portmanteau is not clear, except that the kind of suitcase opens into two halves. So maybe that's it. These portmanteau words are made up of half of one word and half of another word. Let me give you some examples. I think that you'll recognise some of these portmanteau words. There'll be something you know once I give you some examples, and maybe you have these in your language. So what about the word smog? S-M-O-G. That's a portmanteau word because it's made up from the word smoke, S-M-O-K-E, and the word fog, F-O-G. So smoke is what rises up into the air when you have a fire, or what comes out of the end of your cigarette if you smoke. So notice, to smoke is also a verb. And fog is what you have on a damp, cold day or night when you can't see very far. If you have fog on the motorway in the winter, it can be very dangerous and cause accidents. So smoke and fog combine together to make the portmanteau word smog. Another example, if you mix hotel, H-O-T-E-L, that's a word everyone knows, and motor, M-O-T-O-R, meaning a car or a truck that you drive, then you get motel, M-O-T-E-L. This is more of an American word, but you'll perhaps be familiar with what motel means. It's basically a hotel where the rooms are all on the ground floor and there's a car park outside. It's not glamorous, it's functional, but you're sure that you'll have a parking space if you stay in a motel. So motel from motor and hotel, smog from smoke and fog, portmanteau words. And these are different from when you just stick two words together, like car park, houseplant, bathroom. These ones are called compound words. They don't lose any of their letters, so they just stick together. Another portmanteau word, which is very much in the news in the UK at the moment, what about Brexit? Well, this word is made up of British and exit, E-X-I-T. An exit is where you go out of a building, and to make an exit means simply to go out. So it's also a verb, to exit. And of course, British and Exit combine to make Brexit, which is the whole phenomenon of Britain leaving the European Union. It's still not clear what's happening with that yet, but maybe it'll be clearer soon. Anyway, Brexit wasn't the original term. The original term was Grexit, when it looked as though Greece was going to be exiting the EU. We talked about Grexit, G-R-E-X-I-T, or Greek exit. What about the word brunch in English? That's B-R-U-N-C-H. That is a meal or a snack that you might have in the late morning. And brunch is another portmanteau word made up of breakfast that you eat first thing in the morning and lunch, L-U-N-C-H, which you eat in the middle of the day. So there you are. If someone invites you out to brunch, then you'll know what they mean. Just a word about our courses. They're selling really well at the moment and lots of people are taking advantage of the offer. If you buy both courses together, it costs you less. If you have some spare time over the summer, it may be worth making the investment and buying the courses when you've got time to listen to them. There's our most common 500 words course, which really helps you ensure that you know all the common words in English. And then course one, Activate Your Listening, starts you off on English conversation. We're planning more courses, but it would be really good to have some feedback on the courses we have out there already. What do you find useful? What would you like next? Let us know on Facebook or you can email me at hilary@adeptenglish.com. Anyway, back to portmanteau words. What about when someone applies to both Oxford and Cambridge University? Well, then we say they're doing Oxbridge, or we refer to them as Oxbridge students. There's no such place as Oxbridge, or not one that has a university anyway, and Oxford and Cambridge are nowhere near each other. So Oxbridge is just a short way of saying Oxford and Cambridge. Another portmanteau. You know all of those little pictures, smiley faces that you might include in your messages when you're on WhatsApp or wherever you message your friends? Well, they're called emoticons. So the word emoticon, E-M-O-T-I-C-O-N, is a portmanteau of emotion, which means a feeling, like happiness or sadness, and icon, I-C-O-N. So icons are the little pictures on the desktop of your phone or your tablet or your laptop, which you recognise and you click on. So emoticons are those little faces or those little pictures with all their expressions that you might use in your messaging. There are lots more portmanteau words in English. Some of them are quite slang and funny. So maybe I'll do another podcast on portmanteau words at some point. But the two that I was thinking of when I decided to do this as a podcast topic were the following ones. If you watch the tennis at Wimbledon recently, then you'll have seen a few of these around, worn by women tennis players. And the word here is escort, S-K-O-R-T. So what is escort? Well, if you combine the word skirt, S-K-I-R-T, which is what women wear, with the word shorts, S-H-O-R-T-S, which are short trousers, trousers which only cover part of your leg, then in combination, that is a skort. So it's a skirt on the top with shorts underneath. And the other word, which sounds a bit similar, but which has a completely different context and meaning, what about a spork? S-P-O-R-K. Do you know what a spork is? Well, if you take your lunch or your brunch, perhaps, either to work or to school, or if you go on a bike ride and have a picnic, perhaps, then a spork can be really useful. It's made up of the word fork, F-O-R-K, which you use to stab your food with and put it in your mouth, and the word spoon, S-B-O-O-N, which you use to scoop up your food. If you're eating soup, you're probably going to be eating it with a spoon. So a spork is a portmanteau of the two. And you can buy these for your lunchbox. very convenient. So those are just a few samples of portmanteau words to give you an idea. There are lots more. If you go to the transcript of this podcast at adeptenglish.com, then there's a link to a website with a whole load more of them. Some of them are quite funny. And I will cover some of the funny ones in a future podcast. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye. That's the end of this podcast. Don't forget to visit our website for other podcasts. You can sign up for our free 7-day course. And if you're really serious about learning English, Course 1 is ready for you to buy and download. Adept English, helping you become fluent in English.